Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Live. Welcome, everybody, around the world.
Yes.
And tonight, I believe this show will be historic. Now,
yes.
I could be wrong, but I don't think there's ever been a proposal that shows how to get rid of the nursing homes and help all people. So this, as far as I know, will go down as the first piece of work that people could listen to all over the world in the archives,
right,
that tells how to get rid of the nursing homes.
Yeah.
It's going to be up to the politicians to do it.
Yeah.
It's going to take a real tough-ass politician who can't be corrupted and who has a lot of heart and a lot of guts to pull this off. So,
of course,
the first thing that needs to be done, and this should be done under an emergency, not debate for 5 or 6
mm-hmm.
years in a Congress. This should be done under an emergency. Pass an emergency law, an all-inclusive emergency law that would immediately state that all eligible apartments must be made accessible and that the agencies and the government should share the cost.
Yeah.
And also included in that law, very important, that nursing homes must no longer exist in this country, that they are outlawed.
That would be beautiful.
Outlawed, I stress.
Yeah.
That's what the law should say.
Should be, yeah.
They must be turned into accessible housing. Any facility that has been housing residents and is called a nursing home must be turned into accessible housing. That should be the law of the land, and the President of the United States should declare an emergency to make this happen, because otherwise it's going to be debated for years and years and years, you know, and you're going to wind up, and you're probably going to wind up in court anyway, because the owners are probably going to protest, you know.
Right.
But at least if the president declares the situation an emergency, and he's got a lot of good ground to do that.
Not only that, you have a lot of people who are in the nursing home who can then become voting constituents at an election. They could go to an election and actually vote. So these are very important figures if they really want, you know, people to vote in a presidential or not even
votes,
a presidential.
Yeah, of course.
There's votes,
but
there. There's even potential people to actually pay taxes. So, you know,
well, sure, if they're in a better environment where they could get a job.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, or even just, you know, a better environment, they'll be able to do it.
But the idea behind this and the reason, the grounds, pretty evident, especially in the last couple of years. You know, the virus and the unnecessary medical goings on, and the unnecessary surgeries that are done on people, the abuse, the failure to take care of people, resulting in infection. You know, all this has to be enumerated into why this law is being recommended or put forth as an emergency. You know, a presidential executive order is what
That's
we're looking
right.
for. So now, assuming, a big assumption, assuming that this is done, all right, and now you've got all these people in the nursing homes, and that have to be gotten out, big job. You know? But now, you see, part of the plan would be if all apartments, available apartments, are made accessible under strict enforcement, there's where you could get people moving as soon as possible. You know, it may take a couple of months to do that or more. But you can get them into an accessible apartment.
That you can,
you know,
yeah.
That they can pay for. And the agencies and the government must be mandated. Well, the government, the money's already there. You know, to the tune of $196 billion. That money must be rerouted to help people get into accessible apartments, along with the emergency law and strict enforcement.
Yeah.
And the agencies and the government splitting the bill. So now you'd be able to get a lot of people out that way. And then you could turn these places into accessible housing. You could start your construction feature.
Yeah.
You know, as you get the people out. And then when it's safe and you've gotten the people out, then comes the construction. And again, the agencies should be raising money for this. The government, see, the reason why we believe the government should pay for this is because they took this money.
They took the
people's money. Every month, they took their pension, they took their home.
Everything.
They took their apartment.
Yeah.
They should be accountable for that, to get people into accessible housing and get them on as much help to pay for that rental as they can. You know, the initial thing is to get people out of these nursing homes. And then, of course, comes the safety part of taking care of the people. Now, we'll get into that, but I want to take a break here. Remind you, this is Inner Sight Live, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there, and Adopt an Akita, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is your email, or their email. All right, check it out. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. Next Monday night, we will, instead of having the Man of Glad, we're going to honor Corey Foster. So keep that in mind. That's a special show coming up.
Yeah, it always is.
On Monday night. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Go an Extra Mile for a Child. Inner Sight reminds you, and we thank you for it.
Yeah.
Yes. Kennedy Realty believes in Inner Sight, has helped us and continuing to help us. We thank Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. And I want to say hello to my grandson, who just got back in the States, serving in the Navy. And he's up for chief of his squad. So.
Oh, nice.
He'll make it.
He'll make it, yeah. Congratulations.
And he told me that his squad was one of the squad that had to brief the President of the United States when the Russians came in to Ukraine. And, of course, they had to get out of there. The Americans had to get out of there because, you know, we weren't to be involved in the conflict. So, but I'm proud of you, Scott, and all the rest of the boys that serve with you.
Congratulations, Scott.
Scotty's job is making sure that all those planes that go up from the Navy are safe.
That's awesome.
Very responsible job.
Yes, it is.
All right, in a sight around the world, you need dog food, cat food, call Nobody Starved on Long Island, my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, veterinarian services when he's able to do it. If you tell him you're disabled and you have problems getting the food, he may be able to bring it to you, so talk to him about it. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. Hey, I want to thank Suffolk Bus. I want to thank Suffolk Independent Living Organization, SILO, at 631-880-7929. So give them a call, any information you're looking for, advocacy or Social Security, fair hearings. You know, they got a lot of that info. So 631-880-7929. They also have a support group, and they have another group called Barrier Busters if you're interested in that. Right
yeah,
here. You heard it right here on Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And you want to get that Able News kicking over there?
Yeah. Hang on.
We'll get the Able News.
Yep, it's coming. Here it goes.
On Inner Sight.
Able News newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. To serve the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ABLE News. com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. And by the way, you can click us on Eyewitness News with Michelle Charlesworth. I believe the story's still up there as far as I know. Have you heard anything about it?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it. No, I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, as far as you know, it's still up there, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, Eyewitness News, just put in Michelle's name, Charlesworth, Inner Sight.
And ours. Our name.
Huh?
It just should be our name, too.
Inner Sight, yeah.
Yeah.
And you should be able to get it.
Yep.
So,
yeah, right
if you want to check that out. Inner Sight around the world, and talking tonight about how, you know, turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Here's how it can be done. And one of the most...
Yep, it's up there.
Oh, great. Probably the most important thing on this whole idea is the care for people who will be going into their own home. All right. Now you have the regular aides that the majority of most of those people should be entitled to, regular aides from these agencies. You know. Then what's needed here is the agencies for the disabled to be, as we said in the beginning, to be mandated to raise money in case people need extra care. That would be paid for by the government. Now keep in mind, $192 billion is available for this. You know, I take that figure and I have to assume that it would still be made available, of course. All right, so you've got that money, plus the agencies now are allowed to raise money. Plus, we have an idea called Volunteers for Freedom. Now, that's where it comes in, where the people who need help and the state doesn't want to provide an aid, you know, the Volunteers for Freedom would donate their time. You know, the people who are certified and all that, to donate their time and be compensated, rewarded financially, or pay one of their bills, or whatever it may be. Now, of course, going back a little bit, remember, the nursing homes eventually won't be there anymore. So if this whole thing goes into play, you know, the state won't have the power of putting a person in a nursing home. So they would have to divert not only the money, but their energy.
That's true.
To keep that person in their own home.
Or even
see
better.
How that works? That's why the agencies have to be involved.
Well, even better, Frank. They would have to take what is the skin or the facade of that nursing home, barring that it's not a landmark. That is a whole other Pandora's box. Say it isn't a landmark.
Well, I don't care if it's a landmark or not. It's still going to be accessible housing. See, we got to have a strong law on this.
Oh, yeah. Well, what they can do...
I'm not going to let anything stand
in
the way of this.
Oh, no, but they still could make it look nice and keep even the landmark look on the outside and gut the inside and make it accessible and make it look nice and make it still honor the landmark on the inside and the outside. They've done it before many a times. I used to live at NYU, and NYU was very good at that. They redid everything while I was there in certain areas. Whenever somebody needed something, they had a 504 committee, you know, drawn together of a whole bunch of different disabilities.
But why did they stop there?
They kept doing it. Downtown Manhattan.
There it is again.
Downtown Manhattan.
Plenty of places in the West Village that aren't accessible, believe me.
That's true. And some are, very much so. So it's just like a haphazard mess, if you really want to describe it. You know,
so what would happen now is the state would have to reverse their power. They would no longer have the power of putting people into a nursing home because the nursing homes won't be there. But they will have the power of keeping people in their own home.
Right.
See what happens there? You're not taking away power from the state. You're giving them power, only in a different way.
That's right.
All this has to be written up in the law.
Yes, definitely.
You got to be a damn-ass Harvard lawyer to put all this down.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
So now you have people in their own homes. You have the nursing homes being turned into accessible housing, the $196 billion comes into play there. You have the agencies raising the money, and I'll tell you how they're going to do that in a minute. Raising the money and helping people to stay in their own home. Now you have the Volunteers for Freedom, which I believe would become nationwide.
Oh, yeah, it should be. And if not worldwide, at that point.
A fund for that, which could be raised by each agency in their own community.
Right.
So, now, the money, I lost my damn thought now, I hate that. The money for the $196 billion, that goes to keep people in their own home, and now you eliminate the threat of nursing homes. Okay. Oh.
Oh yeah.
Got my thought back. Now, the way that the agencies can raise money to make this happen. We believe this very strongly, is to bring back the telethon. You see, celebrities love telethons.
Oh, yeah.
And they love to give money to people who are underprivileged or disabled, whatever you want to call them. They love it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You put the people on the show, Mm-hmm. Let's take this guy who got kicked out of the Oscars, Will Smith. I don't care he got kicked out of the Oscars.
Yeah.
I'd put him on my telethon to help people stay out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
You're damn right I would.
So would I.
And I'd probably bring Chris Rock out and they could have a fight right there and a $1 million for a ticket. Keep the people out of the nursing home.
That's right.
A telethon.
$1 million ticket, eh?
Yeah. Damn right, man.
Telethon. Worth it.
Yeah, and I'll get Stevie Wonder to buy 50 tickets.
There you go. I don't know if he
telethon,
has all that, but we could try.
What?
He has that much money, for real?
Oh, forget it. He's one of the top richest guys in the world.
Oh, wow.
A telethon, I'd like to see it twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you could get network to donate cameras. I mean, I have a few people who would donate camera work myself, But there are big networks with big money, and you know who else loves telethons? The unions. And especially with this, because look what we're going to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the job.
They'll come in with the what do you call, a big check. That's what they like to do. And this is what, I'll give you my husband's union, because it's the only thing I could think of right now. Local 3 has raised $25,000. Then the Teamsters come in with their amount. We raised
the
only 10, let's
union,
double it.
The labor people.
They love it.
It's unbelievable what can happen here.
Oh, yeah.
If people really want to make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if everybody was like me, and they thought like me, this damn thing would happen tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Or
you got to get the right politician for this.
Have you remember Jerry Lewis with the muscular dystrophy? It's like that. You need people wanting to do that way.
Yeah, but that didn't do a damn thing for anybody.
Yeah, that's true. But it was.
Where did it get?
Nowhere.
What do you do? Give out a couple
really
of crutches and a few wheelchairs to people?
Yeah.
That doesn't change your life.
No, it doesn't. And it made pity onto
them. And how many of those people wound up in nursing homes? They'll run
his God, no, I don't want to know. It's scary to think about
that. He didn't do anything about that.
Yeah, the nursing homes need to go away. Really,
damn
go
right.
away.
If they're not there, you can't go in one.
That's the truth.
So that's the plan.
Yeah.
You know, that's the rough draft of the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if I've left anything out, we'll certainly put it in. The main thing is the law.
Mm-hmm.
You have to outlaw nursing homes. You have to turn them into accessible. Nursing homes must be turned into accessible housing. That has to be the law of the land.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if it isn't, what the hell are people waiting for?
Now.
Until everybody dies in a nursing home? This is not cool. Okay? That's what I'm feeling strongly. You know?
Yeah. Now, every good general has an alternate plan.
Here we go.
I'm not a general.
Okay.
I'm not even in
but
the army.
You're close.
But the alternate plan for this is, you know, we've sort of presented it. We didn't present it in writing, but we presented the idea to one congressman. He knocked it down.
Oh yeah.
He didn't like it. We're hoping to plan a we're trying to plan a demonstration for September to bring this idea out to the media and the world, and maybe some politician will endorse it.
Hook on.
You know?
Even if
but
the politician, I'm sorry. Even
hold
if
on, hold on. Let me finish my thought. But the alternate idea is, if it doesn't go, and the president doesn't see it, and nobody cares, nobody wants it, which could very well happen, we then have the burden and the honor of raising the money on our own.
Yeah. That's going to be...
And that's going to be harder because the
yeah.
money's already there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what were we going to say?
What I was going to say is if you have all that, we've got to really investigate harder exactly what is keeping all these people, you know, in the... I lost my train of thought now. It's okay. I'll figure it out.
Well, we know what's keeping them in there. They take their money. They take
money,
their...
Yeah. But it's not. It wasn't quite about that. It was if we investigate basically what is... No, see, I missed it. I missed it. It's okay. I'll get it later. And if it isn't, it'll be on my nursing home show on Wednesday next week. Don't worry.
There have been many, many investigations on these nursing homes, and there's no way to improve them.
No, there isn't.
You know, because
you have to get rid of them.
Once you improve them, you know, they won't exist. Because the only way to improve them is to get people into their own home and
That's
make
right.
sure they can stay there.
Yes,
and
I
the
agree
state
with that.
And the government is not going to do that. Because if they do that, they can't take the people's money and home and housing and everything else, and
That's
pension
true.
And all that. So how are they going to improve them?
How did
do?
They get to taking all that money away from people? That's what I'd like to know. And legally.
They passed a law that the people have to pay them for these services.
Even
that most people
though,
don't even want.
But here's the thing that blows my mind. Even an average person doesn't pay that in a rental situation. So how'd they get past that even? That's what is bothering me.
Well, they declare that people are coming there to die at the end of their life.
But even that, it doesn't
We're going
make
to take
sense.
Care of you, you know.
My butt take care of me.
They take
that's
care of you,
taking
all right.
Care. Yeah, we're going to take care of you, if you know what I mean. That's the problem, you know.
By the way, 213-816-1650, 829, Inner Sight Time, New York.
Yeah.
And if anybody out there has any comments, about our idea, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
213-816-1650, Inner Sight. Anybody on the line?
Okay, let me look. Hold on.
And by the way, last night's show, we were on rerun, and apologize for not being live.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Inner Sight.
So far, I don't see anything, but I'll keep refreshing it.
Let me go down the week. This coming Monday, normally Mad and Glad, but this coming Monday will be we're honoring Corey Foster.
And you know I'm
going
to be surgery
about
that
what?
Morning.
How many years ago now with Corey?
Oh, God. As long as this podcast has been on, 2012. It's so sad.
That's like 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Tuesday night's open mic. Wednesday is the nursing home show. We'll continue to bring you stories and facts and whatever we can get.
Yeah.
You know, on nursing homes and how they shouldn't be there. Thursday, different subjects like you're hearing tonight. And Friday is the frolic. You know, we have a lot of fun here. We got that roast.
Yeah,
we were able to find it, right?
Yeah, that was fun. I but it's a long roast. I have to cut.
That's all
look
right.
For
honoring,
the abridged copy.
Honoring Muhammad
minutes.
Ali.
But it's 50 minutes.
Tomorrow night.
But it's 50 minutes, 50.
That's all right. We can cut it. You don't have to play the whole thing.
No, I'm not.
Some of it and then we cut. We
play some.
We go back live.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight. That's the week. Anybody like to be on the show? Anybody have any nursing home stories? You know, you can remain anonymous. You know, you don't have to keep your name or identify yourself. Drop us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. All right. Or call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight. And we'd love to
if
put
you
the
have
story
a disability yourself. Okay, and you have a group of people, here's what I want to mention too, and you all have similar beliefs as Inner Sight, please give us a call at the office number, which is 631-224-3090. We are definitely looking for people with, you know, like-mindedness so we can actually do our demonstration, and we are really focusing on getting rid of these nursing homes, and we really want to do it.
We need someone to help us put stuff up on our website.
Yeah, big time.
If you can do that, we'd appreciate it.
That'd be awesome. Yep.
At the demonstration, which, by the way, is tentatively September 17th, Saturday,
yep.
11 to 2, location to be announced.
Right.
We plan to have people at the site, of course, but also we need people online.
Right, who
sending
very
out
savvy
information. You know, and we'd like to have a Skype
set up.
Where we can get people.
Also, there's better things than Skype right now.
Hold it! You keep interrupting me.
Sorry, my hearing isn't so good.
And this is where with the Skype, this is where the independent living centers come in. If they know of people who are in nursing homes, or if they know of people that are trying to keep friends or loved ones out of nursing homes, you know, we'd like to get those stories on Skype for the 2 hours that we're out there, 2 or 3 hours we're out demonstrating. So we need somebody to donate the Skype. help to get support from these advocate groups. Yeah.
There's one thing that I want to mention. We might want to see if instead of Skype, we could use Zoom, and it might have a better,
Whatever's available.
Yeah, whatever's available, but it might be better. That's all I'm, it's, you know, a little
bit.
With
computers, you never know.
Yeah, well, that's true.
One works, the other one doesn't. Whatever
yeah.
you call it.
Skype, it's called Perino Net. It's called Perino Net.
Closed circuit television, I don't know, whatever they want to call it.
No, it's called Perino Net. It's your...
All right, Inner Sight.
You know,
213-816-1650. And this idea of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing, to my knowledge, has never been presented before.
No, I didn't hear
in an official way, and has never been tried.
No. I think we thought of it together, Frank, right? Yeah.
I don't remember, but whatever, you know, whatever other ideas people may have, you know, we're willing to listen.
Yeah.
But we will not condone any idea that keeps the nursing homes open and around.
Yes, why would anybody want that?
Money.
I know, but listen, I think you'd gain more money with housing because people need it so badly. You know?
Sure.
A lot of housing. Because there's so many people who are homeless and have the Section 8 housing voucher that you could receive every month. They're not even doing anything with their voucher. Right now, everything is just at status quo. And if you put people back into, you know, life, I say it. I'm going to say it over and over. You put them back having their life and living their life. You'll get further. You know?
Well, they have to open up everything that they can.
Yeah.
With this
I agree.
Idea, you know, to make it.
Yeah.
What was the figure? How many people in nursing homes? 3.4 million, I think it was.
Yeah. Something like
that.
That's
so, I mean, this is a big country.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you don't have to keep all these people in New York.
It's jail.
Spread a lot of them around.
I mean,
hey, I'd like
gonna...
to go live in Carolina, you know. And
yeah, right.
Get
you
out
know
of
what
that
I...
place.
Well, you know what happened when I first got into the nursing home? I thought it was a rehabilitation at first because that's where I was told that I was going to be going. And I'm sitting there, and I'm totally confused, Frank. And I wasn't supposed to be cognitively confused at all, and I'm not generally. But I'm just saying, what place is this? I was totally out of it with that. So then they said to me, oh, yeah, they have now rehabilitation is done in subacute settings. I didn't know what that meant either. So I asked, why is it done in a nursing home? Simply, just so people would give me an answer on that. I got the answer to save money, of course. And then after that, I didn't ask. I didn't bother asking anymore until, you know, some of my family members, like my grandmothers, went into the nursing homes, and I saw them demise. And literally, you know, the nursing home ate up their body. That's the best way.
Well, rehab can be done in the person's home. It could be done in hospitals.
That's right.
It could be done at rehab
anywhere
centers, you know.
That's
it could be done in places that aren't attached to nursing homes.
To the nursing home.
Especially if the damn nursing home won't be there.
That's right.
See, that solves that problem, too.
Yeah, it does.
You're going for rehab.
I did rehab recently in my own apartment in the house. She bought, like, a a TENS unit. She bought one of those, what do they call them, ultrasounds to help loosen up one of my spastic muscles. And then she used her hand to manipulate it even more, you know. And she finally
you're
got
going, you're going
muscle.
For rehab, and
yeah.
now with this law yeah. into effect, you know, you don't have to deal with a social worker, jackass,
yeah.
who's trying to coerce you into a nursing home.
Yeah.
Because it won't be there.
That's right.
So
or
that solves that
therapist, the physical therapist who's at the hospital saying that you're a two-person assist when you know that all you have is one aide at home and all you've been doing for year after year after year is you and the aide working together. And you're saying, no, this isn't what you think it is. I only have one person. And still you get them saying, oh, no, you need a two-person assist. It feels like you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Well, our idea, if you need two people, you will get two
get
people.
It. Exactly.
What the hell is the big deal if the
exactly.
money is there?
That's right.
Or if you can get a volunteer for freedom.
Right.
There it is.
That's right. There it is.
They use
yeah.
these things to put
in
people in captivity.
I think so.
That's what this is all about. So they can get their money.
Yeah. That's right.
And their home and their resources.
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
The pension,
we want to
you...
eliminate
that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see it. And it was really bothering me when Maureen told me about Mary's pension. I was like, you're kidding me. No, they're taking it. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I really was upset.
Yeah, they do it to millions of people every day.
No, I know. But I was
every
even
day.
More upset for Mary because, first of all, if you're trying to make it look like it's her income that you're taking, you're sadly mistaken. You are. And that's what got me even more angry about the whole situation and how we got to starting to looking at the nursing home issue even more and more seriously because of that very reason. They're taking things without, you know, control. They're just doing it, and that's not right.
Yeah, and why should people have to pay for something they don't want?
Yeah. That's
you
know, true.
You talk to anybody in a nursing home, any person, pick out anybody. You want to be here? You like it here? No, get me out of here.
How about me when I was
that's all
in
what they say.
four different nursing homes, and each of them horrible. Ask me about it. I hated every one of them.
Oh, one's worse than the other.
Yeah, they were.
So that's the inner sight plan, and now it's down in the archives
yeah.
for people to hear. And, of
yeah.
course, you know, any modifications. Any modifications to this plan is acceptable, except one. Don't
yeah.
keep the damn nursing home. They got to go.
They got to go is right.
You know, they got to go.
Yeah.
And be outlawed. They've got
yep.
to be outlawed so nobody could set up something similar. The person must
right.
remain in their own home.
Right. And what's wrong with that?
Where they belong.
Absolutely nothing. I don't see not one thing wrong with it. Because what
no,
happens
it's normal.
In that situation, it's normal, yeah. What happens
it's
in
normal
those
to be in your own home.
That's right.
You know?
When you have...
I mean, people die in their own home every day.
I know.
What's wrong? I
now,
mean, that's normal.
We know it's normal. But then here's what I got, and here's the counter to that that got really, like, sticky, the situation in an argument. I was told, well, I really don't want that person to die in the home. Now, that's, I don't know what to say to that. What do you
well,
say
then put
to
them
that?
In, then don't put them in your home.
Right.
Put them
in their
own apartment.
That's right.
There's
right.
the answer.
That is the answer.
You don't have to. You don't have to be around them if that disturbs you so much.
There.
And you know,
yeah. Yeah.
Put them in their own apartment. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
With the help that they need.
Yeah.
You can always find people who will help people that are dying.
Yeah.
There's a whole breed dedicated to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hospice.
You got to have the money to have the right people.
Yeah.
So, any which way you turn this, you know. You've got to get rid of these horrible nursing homes.
That's true.
Somebody said to me a while back, well, you know, the person, they take the money because the person has to pay for the nursing home. I said, where the hell are the agencies? Why don't they pay for it?
That's true.
Didn't know what to say. And I said, I'll tell you why they don't pay for it. Because they don't want the person to go home.
That's right.
They want them to die in there.
Yeah.
See, that law has to be overturned.
Yeah.
It should say the person has the right and privilege to die in their own home.
Yeah.
If you're going to put anything at all about that. That's how it should read. You know, not in some horrible place full of fungus and infections and smell and ugh. They're disgusting, these places.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then they expect you to eat the food that's disgusting. Surrounded by the smell of urine and poop.
Oh,
I mean, what the hell kind of crap is this?
That's why I never went out of my room and I ordered out. It was even better than, I'm serious. I ordered out.
You don't live that way unless you're in a war zone, a total, you know, disaster area.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have no choice.
That's true. That's right.
But you don't live that way in your own home, normally.
No, no. Nobody does.
Especially if you have people to help you.
That's right.
All right, so tomorrow night, the funnies. Louie will be here. We're going to have Jimmy Dinnigan. And had a couple of... Oh, we're going to have part of that roast.
Yeah.
I have to try
loading it up. I'm going to try
Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Kousel. Oh, be quiet.
Yeah. That'll be nice.
All right, tomorrow night on Inner Sight, the funnies, frolics.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you, I don't know, we got a Dinnigan story, but we're going to, no, we're not going to give it away.
Nope.
All right.
Nope, not yet.
All right, Inner Sight, Inner Sight. .info is our website. If you want to make a donation through the PayPal, we have it set up.
Please.
They'll alert me. You know, we have a card, and we can retrieve your donation and put it into the InnerSight account. So, if you'd like to keep the show on the air, it's $50 a month. You have a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd be happy to advertise you. We'd be happy to report it to the local papers. We have many friends who are editors who like what we're doing. So, you know,
we
could get you some good
interest.
Get you some good publicity.
Oh, yeah. I'd say.
So make a donation through PayPal. InnerSight.info. I mean, this is... what we're doing, this is one of the, you won't find any other organization, and I'm sorry to say this.
Yeah.
I hate saying this, but it's true. You won't find any other organization that will come out publicly and say, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, get rid of them.
You won't, no.
I mean, why isn't there a major news conference about this?
I don't know.
With every agency participating.
Sadly.
That's what there
sadly,
should be.
Sadly, I wish there was.
That would be a way to get it off the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, we're only one small organization. You got these big names, you know, you got the community chest, you got cerebral palsy, you got dementia and all this stuff. You never hear them talk about this or
they
say
even
get rid
separate
of these nursing homes.
They even have, for example, they have Lewy body dementia, which has it's an annex, you know, of dementia. Not an annex, but you would have another type of dementia. It's really very disconcerting that, you know, there's nothing that you could say that brings you
even
further.
We're going to talk about that next week, try to get some
more
info, facts.
Definitely.
But my question is, and will be then, why doesn't the Foundation for Dementia, why aren't they calling for to turn nursing homes into accessible housing and house their people and get them help?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, but a lot of
thing.
Them even in homeless shelters.
Here it is.
And people would think that they're crazy, but they're not. They're just dementia. I could spot a person now because of all my family members having dementia. I know when they have dementia or the start of it. That's sad, too.
Well, we'll talk about that because, you know, the labeling people as mentally ill brings in a whole serious... brings them into a whole serious position where they can be more damaged.
That's right. You know who comes into play?
I'll explain that
the psychiatrist.
Week.
Psychiatrist, and they come into play with all their medicine, and they give it to them right away. Because then you get complaints throughout
family
members.
We'll talk about that next week.
All of that. Oh, yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number 631-224-3090. I want to send well wishes and condolences to Dolly and Sandra, who lost their mom in a nursing home.
Oh, sorry, Dolly. Sorry, Sandra. Know what it's like.
Sandra called me tonight and said she's grieving, but she believes in what we're doing.
Oh.
And as soon as she's up to it, she's going to be helping us.
Awesome.
So we thank her for that.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank my friend John from Long Island for supporting Inner Sight.
Yeah.
And for my birthday present yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
Now,
what'd you get?
This guy John, he's a former transit worker. Very funny guy. We're going to have him on the show eventually. He helped a woman for the last 10 years of her life. He kept her out of the nursing home and took care of her and helped
her
with his own money.
There you go.
And not one damn agency did a thing
to help.
Not a one.
That I would be pissed off about.
Damn disgrace to this country.
It is.
So there you have it. You know, there are some good people. There are thousands of people right now in this country, maybe millions, that are trying to keep someone out of a nursing home, a loved one, a friend, whatever it may be. Why aren't these agencies coming forward and helping them? And I don't mean setting them up on a damn program that's booby hatched and could explode on you and force you into a nursing home with stupid criteria.
Right.
I don't mean that. I mean directly.
Like what I'm on.
Directly with the money.
Yeah.
Help the person stay in their own home.
That's right.
Reverse that whole damn idea.
Oh, that was pathetic.
Put put a better idea in. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Exactly.
That's what they should be doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't forget, send an email to that reporter guy.
Yeah, I have to.
And let's get him on the program. Maybe he'll talk about this.
Yeah.
Because we have a great, wonderful idea how the people in the nursing homes can have better working conditions and make more money and be rewarded more.
Yeah.
Every nurse, every aide can be a volunteer for freedom.
Yes.
And be rewarded.
That's right.
They don't get that in the nursing home.
Nope.
A lot of them get yelled at if they do a little something extra for somebody.
Well, some of them, because there's very little, you know, where people can do extras now because there's not that many staff. So that's where they'll get the yelling mostly.
And they take them in the office in the back, and they say, "Look, what the hell are you doing? That woman is 89 years old. She's going to die any day. Don't waste your time.
Don't waste
don't
the money.
Don't think they
don't
say
money.
That. I know
they
say
must.
That.
Oh yeah, they must.
Blind people got good ears, world." Damn
I don't,
right.
But they do.
My friend Allie knows all about that. We'll be getting her on the show.
Oh, man, that sucks. That really sucks, you know.
All right, Inner Sight, Freedom, there's nothing wrong with what we want to do, world.
No, nothing.
It's the right thing to do.
To do, yeah.
It's the right damn thing to do, and it gives people a purpose to live.
Yeah, it sure does.
You know, and it gives people who are recipients of that purpose to live a chance to even get up on the telephone and volunteer for the agency. Say, "Hey, my name is so-and-so. Thanks to Commission for the Blind." Yeah, put them in it too. Why not? Hell
yeah.
Thanks for Commission for the Blind.
Oh,
I'm able to stay in my own home. I'm blind. I'm 85 years old, but I don't have to go to a nursing home because the Commission for the Blind is one of the agencies that made sure that the nursing homes don't exist anymore.
That's right.
Now, there's a public service campaign.
Yeah. Well, I hate to say one thing. You know when that will come to pass. When
damn
everybody
right.
else is doing it. When everybody else is doing it, and they'll be like,
"Who
the
hell
I think
knows?
We're going to do this."
Never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You got a governor who needs good publicity.
Yeah, I know.
I got a great way you can get it.
Yeah.
Let New York State be the first one to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Let New York State be the first one to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yeah, I see it.
I guarantee you.
He wants to be the governor again. He should make up for what he did. Yeah.
I guarantee you, if you did that, Huckleberry, you'd
Huckleberry.
Get every disabled vote in this country.
Huckleberry.
Every disabled vote in this country.
I'm sorry, you're making me laugh.
If you,
it's not a laughable issue, but
if you put into if you implemented our idea and our plan in New York, let New York be the leader. Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody.